Listen.
Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
Good morning. It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday, and that means it's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday. With your host here, Luke Mead, above the gorgeous Student Union Building at University of British Columbia. Missed last week's show. I'll spare you the details, but yeah, you heard a podcast there. But yeah, lots to report about what went on last week. Namely, obviously, the Noise and Fake Jazz Festival was happening. We'll focus a little bit on that. We'll also focus on something that kind of surprised me this weekend. If you listen to the show, you know that in the early 2000s, I was a large propagator of the band Acid Mother's Temple. And in case you haven't noticed, I've kind of dropped off a little bit in kind of playing them, listening to them, talking about them. And I don't even think I mentioned that they were coming this time around. And they were at the Biltmore Cabaret. And just due to circumstances, it was a friend's birthday who had never seen them. It's always nice to take someone to see them for their first time, because no matter how much they play the same set and stuff like that, it's always a pleasure to see someone get their mind blown. And that was my problem with them, is they were getting a little too repetitive every time they came live. They were kind of playing the exact same set. They were always kind of doing their little shticky cosmic Japanese thing and stuff like that. Well, I couldn't have been more wrong this time when I went and saw them. They played a completely different set, all brand new material. Didn't really talk that much, just got on stage and absolutely rocked. And I do have to say, it revitalized my belief in this band. And so, yeah, needless to say, I ran straight to the merch table and picked up some of the newer releases just because it's different. And that's what we're going to hear today. I'm pleased to also say that former female Chanteuse member Cotton Casino is back with the group, which is very exciting to me, because I think she always added a certain mystique to the band and everything like that. We're going to hear something off the brand new Acid Mother's Temple and the Melting Parisio UFO. The album is called In Zero to Infinity.
Yeah.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You just heard there something amazing by Overgain Optimal Death from Pasadena, California. Just absolutely rocked our socks off on Saturday night at the Biltmore Cabaret. Very, very mainliner kind of influence there. I got a chance to talk to him afterwards, and yes, they flat out said, yes, Mainliner is one of their favorite bands. And also, they had the good pleasure of opening for who you heard right before that, Acid Mother's Temple. Like I said, was not expecting much from this show. Seen them a few too many times, maybe. They've been playing the exact same set a few too many times. Well, they have changed, and they've really reinvented themselves with this new tour, From Zero to Infinity, which is the name of the new record out on Important Records. And you heard side four on that, In Infinity. More noise after this.
You know, Joe, you start with these riffs in your head.
We're good.
And something you want to say, and you want to spin gold. But the thing is, people don't want your sounds. They only want...
You people, you're the fucking coolest.
Just fucking use you. You know what I'm saying, Joe?
What is that? What is it? One more shot and salute?
Sore Throats, Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert Privet, Monday at midnight on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey/Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Right, you are, Ron. You're listening to a noise here on CITR. It is 12:59 in the a.m. We're going to get into something. This started my weekend off right last weekend. Something new from our friends over on the other side of the country, Divorce Records. If you listen to this show or pretty much anything on CITR, you know that Divorce consistently puts out very, very great kind of avant rock. You guys, you probably know the best would probably be Shearing Pink's album last year was put out on Divorce. But Divorce have always been really good to us, and they always send us anything new. And they've been kind of pumping this one up a little bit, actually. Grand Terrain, the Sunglasses 12-inch. Sunglasses EP, Find Montreal's leather-clad psych delinquents. Grand Terrain injecting the energy of rock with the liberating sonic adventurism of the avant-garde. They do it with violence, piss, life, bleakness, primitivism, and they do it well. Well, like I said, I slapped this on when I got home Friday night and just made me have a party in my pants. This is Grand Terrain with I Am a Magnet.
CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, Hits Boutique, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Scratch Records, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angel Designs, Spank Clothing, Heart and Soul, Pacific Cinematheque, and True Value Vintage, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
I wanna love you and treat you right. I wanna love you.
Yes, Brother Bob. Yes, indeedy. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM. Let's go through that set you heard for the last 15 minutes. We started out with something from Montreal. Grand Terrain, the Sunglasses 12-inch with I Am a Magnet. That's available out as of last Friday on Divorce Records. You can check that out on divorcerecords.ca. We mixed in some great classic Japanoise there after that with the Incapacitants off of their last North American release, Tight. It's called Snow Girl, you heard there. And then mixed in is thing I've been playing a hell of a lot of lately. The A-Frames with the Climax Golden Twins, abbreviated to AFCGT. Their split EP on Sub Pop Records. A must-own for this year, if you ask me. Just if you're a sucker for packaging, for one thing, it folds open. The album cover folds open, like kind of like reminiscent of the old Crass album covers, actually, and stuff like that, with very, very great monochromatic geometric art. It's on white vinyl, and if that isn't enough, it comes with a 7-inch as well, where the 7-inch artwork opens up just like the 12-inch album cover, and the 7-inch is on white vinyl as well. No reason to not get that if you like your kind of music experimental. Black Mark, we heard there, and then something brand new. Acceptor. I used to really like these guys when they were on Load Records, and they have now since made the jump to Paw Tracks, best known for their work with, it's basically the Animal Collective side project and stuff. Don't let that deter you. I hope. Precedence is the name of the album there, and we heard When You Call. We're going to get into some psychedelic reissues now. We got a few things here. That great Hungarian compilation, Funk Rock Eruptions from Communist Hungary. Album's called Well Hung. We're going to hear something off of that. Beefheart came on in my iPod this weekend, and I was like, you know what? I haven't listened to Safe as Milk in a really long time, so we'll hear something off of that. We're going to start off with something from the Psych Funk 101 compilation on the World Psychedelic Funk Classics album. Forgive me, my Turkish is not very good, but we're going to hear something by the Hüsnü Örkartal Orkestrası. And we're going to hear a lovely little track called Su Dorenin Sulari. Thank you.
song, before song blues. Rapid baboon. Rapid baboon. Lava zabazoo. Two shadows and two. Lava zabazoo. Rapid baboon. Lava zabazoo. Rapid baboon. Coming over pretty soon. Rapid baboon. Well, run, run, catch us soon. Drop the dawn, sunshine on. Rapid baboon. Mother says son, she says son, you can't lose with the stuff you use. Ab, azab, azum, rapid baboon. Ab, azab, azum, rapid baboon. Ab, azab, azum, two shadows and noon. Ab, azab, azum, gonna catch us soon. Ab, azab, azum, rapid baboon, rapid baboon. Run, run, morning soon, Indian dream. Yellow bird fly high, tobacco sky, two shadows and noon. That bit baboon, gonna catch us soon. That bit baboon, gonna catch us soon. That bit baboon, the bird fly high, tobacco sky, two shadows and noon. Gonna catch us soon. That bit baboon, gonna catch us soon.
We'll be right back. huzzah.
Now, the electric prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, third Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
Yes, indeed. Frank will be in the studio at 3 o'clock. Until then, 1 o'clock, we have The Green Majority, your source for conservation information, hosted by our sister station in Toronto, CIUT. Coming up, Democracy Now! At 2 o'clock. Like I said, 3 o'clock to 5, Rumbletone Radio Go-Go, 5 o'clock, The Arts Report with Tracy, 6 o'clock, Real to Real. 6:30 this week is Sam Squatch's Hideaway, all Canadian content all the time. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Sexy in Van City with Caroline. And then 11 o'clock, my man Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked on your radio or on your computer, www.citr.ca or 101.9 on your frequency dial. What did you just hear there? Well, that set was dedicated out. Why the hell not? That was going out to Frank Rumbletone because it was kind of psyche and obscure. Just kind of like him. Yeah, you heard the Who's New Orkartal Orkestrasis off of the great compilation Psych Funk 101 with Sue Darinian Sulari. We had some Captain Beefheart in there, like I said, off of Safe as Milk, one of my favorite tracks, probably of all time. Abba Zabba, you heard there. And then something off the great compilation Well Hung Funk Rock Eruptions from Eastern Communist Hungary, Volume 1. That's promising. Like, if there's more of them coming out, I would be all over that. That's available on B Music Records. We heard Omega Red Star with, okay, like I said, my Hungarian's about as good as my Turkish. So, Egi Lani Nem Ment Haza. I do not know what that means. I hope I haven't offended anyone. Philip Glass is coming to Vancouver on Monday. And I always like to talk about Philip Glass because it's probably one of my favorite jokes on The Simpsons is when Homer's worried that Marge is going to divorce him. So he starts taking an interest in all of her things. And she's a member of like this theater group. So he goes out and buys all of like the theater, like the events of that year. And he's going through it with her. And he's like, oh, mostly madrigals. That might be good. And then, oh, an evening with Philip Glass. Just an evening? And yeah, well, Philip Glass is going to be here for an evening. Etudes and Other Work for Solo Piano, Monday, April 5th at 7:30 here at UBC at the Chan Center for the Arts, featuring his most recent etudes for piano, as well as his repertoire classics. This concert features a glimpse into the intricacies of the composer's work in its most elemental form, meaning he's going to be playing piano. In addition to etudes, the program includes pieces drawn from Errol Morris's film, A Thin Blue Line. Sadie Graffa, those weird compilation things, a trilogy of operas, which began with Einstein on the Beach. Let's see. This one's kind of cool, too. He's doing a dedication to Allen Ginsberg, who died on April 5th, 1997. So it's been the anniversary. But Glass performs Wichita Vortex Sutra. And I'm not sure what that is, but it was written during long road trips between New York and Kansas to visit William S. Burroughs. And the piece now features Philip Glass on piano and Ginsberg's recorded spoken word. So that should be really cool. But check it out. Tickets are still available. And the Chan Center, I mean, it's the best sounding room in North America. at least according to people like the Kronos Quartet and other composers that have played there, there's no 90 degree angles in the room and stuff like that. It's like acoustically sound. We're going to listen to some Philip Glass. This probably won't be played, but obviously not, but it's one of his first pieces he was ever recognized for, and probably one of my favorite pieces of contemporary classical music. This is Philip Glass with Music in Contrary Motion.
so on and so on and so on. Philip Glass with off of the enormous, listen to this. That is the glass box that we got sent to us from Nonesuch Records last year, I believe. And yeah, I'm just going to cut that. And he is going to be in town on April 5th. Like I said, playing some pretty cool stuff. But you just heard there his 1969, I believe it had on his contemporary debut, Music in Contrary Motion. Yeah, just organs going all over the place there. We're going to wrap up the show. And we've got something from Music Works magazine, which I'm a huge fan of, but I'm particularly a huge fan of this issue because it features a profile on CITR's old program director, Anna Friz. Now, Anna is a very good friend of mine, and I gotta tell you, she's one of the only reasons why I'm in radio, actually. She really, really inspired me to get involved with CITR, not only as a programmer and stuff like that, but just also, you know, she also endeavored and encouraged my own audio art, if you will. This is a track we're going to hear called Respire. Respire, Half Breath is from the radio installation work Respire as commissioned for Nuit Blanche in Toronto, 2009. This installation consisted of 2 microwatt FM transmitters and 220 FM radio receivers suspended and arranged in an X pattern approximately 65 feet long. The transmitters were tuned to 2 available frequencies that overlapped and interfaced with each other, introducing high-frequency tuning oscillations and crackles of static from the radios in addition to the compressed sounds. This is Anna Friz with Respire.
I don't know what's happening.
And I heard immediately hit the floor.
My door was closed. Not that far at all.
I don't know where to go.
No more.
I have no idea. I just started running.
And I don't know what's happening.
I ran out. I went. I kind of broke down.
He had a shoot.
We were hiding. We just.
Thank you.
what's happening?
And I heard.
Thank you.